OPBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church located in Northfield, Minnesota. And we are coming to you live here. We're going to play some music here to give people a chance to get on Rumble, to get on all the other different platforms. Please wait while your video finishes processing for Rumble in the Bronx here. Let's see. All right. Takes a while for that to come on, so we'll check back on Rumble here in a little while. We'll give people a chance to get on here. Hope you're doing well. If you want to join us in the chat, FB Live, Facebook Live, Jason Lee Cooley public page, and you can chat there. I can refresh the page. And there it is right there. And there's the comments.
Page.
I can refresh the page. There we go. And my wife has stolen my personal page, which is fine by me. All right. So anyway, that's where you can go there. And you can listen live on sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley right here. And there are three people on there. Let's see what we have going on here. I am monitoring like multiple streams. I will try to get it done a lot better in the future here, but it's just the way that it is right now. Let's see. That's Rumble. Let's go to my content. I think this is live. Let's see. There it is. It is live on Rumble. There are two people watching right now. Three people watching right now live on Rumble. If you want to see what Rumble looks like, that's what Rumble looks like. And if you want to chat, you can chat on Rumble. I will have to check Rumble, though, because it isn't always there. Or the chat doesn't come on my Restream program that well. So it does take a little bit of time to get that going there. Okay. All right. Let's see. How about some music here? You know, I got an idea. We'll play a fun Patch the Pirate song. This is one of my favorites. Now we're going to play this. Now you get ready to get on here, and I'm giving people a chance to get moving here. Here we go.
Oh yes, I remember a poor deluded professor who used to sing me this song.
Billions and billions of years ago, a blob climbed out of the sea. He looked at the sky and yelled, "I'd like to fly," and poof, he sprouted some wings. He climbed up a tree to the very tip top. He jumped off a limb and he hit with a plop. He broke both his legs, so he started to hop.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Billions and billions of years ago. We know it's absurd and it doesn't make sense, but we can explain if you give us a chance. We know it's not science, but we're really sincere. And it sure seems to help to add billions of years. And billions of years ago, a frog went out for a stroll. The froggy went, "Brr, I could show you some fur," and poof, hair started to grow. It grew on his hands and his little webbed feet. It grew on his head and it really looked neat. He thought, "I'm a monkey, I'll swing from a tree." billions and billions of years ago.
Sing it, class.
We know it's absurd and it doesn't make sense, but we can explain if you give us a chance. We know it's not science, but we're really sincere. We're really sincere. And it sure seems to help to add billions of years.
Now, class, listen carefully. Oh, this is the best part. Oh, you're going to love this. Now, listen.
Billions and billions of years ago, a monkey sat on a rock.
He said with a wink,
I'm a genius, I think.
And oof, he started to talk.
Oh, yes, he did. The problems of math he could now understand.
He made a trombone and he started a band. He changed from a monkey right into a man.
Doesn't make sense, but we can explain if you give us a chance.
We know it's not science, but we're really sincere. And it sure seems to help to add billions of years.
It sure seems to help to add billions of years.
Billions and billions of years ago.
Very good, class. Very good.
Okay, there we go. So very good, very good. Now, that gives you a chance to get on here. And let's see. We are getting some more folks on Rumble. We are getting some more folks over here on Sermon Audio. And then on Facebook Live. Yep, we're getting some more folks there on Facebook Live. It really is a lot to keep track of all these folks on all these different platforms here and on Rumble. And eventually what we're trying to do is run more things on Rumble, continue to, even after we get back on YouTube. There's going to be some controversial stuff when I put it up. I'm going to put it automatically on Rumble. I'm just going to do that. Because if I do that, then, and only then, can I continue to build that platform of Rumble up and, you know, get what I need to there. All right, let me see if I can change. Let's see, let's go to this profile here. See, for me, it changes everything around. It gets really goofy, but anyway, that's okay. Let's see. And for some reason, I've been sneezing and my sinuses have been just really goofy all day today. It's really not been a fun morning like that, but that's okay. We'll get through it. It's just sinus stuff, but man, it's kind of annoying. I don't know what the deal is with that. All right. Let's see. So we have people on the chat here. Rumble, we have streaming at 6 people there, 10 people here. Okay, we're down a little bit here, but it takes a while for people to catch on that we're actually out there and doing something. So we got to kind of push that algorithm a little bit and push things forward. So like, share it, do all that good stuff. We'll play another song here, and then we'll get ready to go with our broadcast and our teaching here. Let's see. How about we play? How about this one? Where we'll never grow old.
I have heard of a land on the far away strand. 'Tis a beauty. So
show. Built by Jesus on high, there we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old. Never.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are back. OPBC online, back live with you, streaming from multiple platforms, trying to blow my brains out of orbit here with all of this, these different windows and different technologies and all this other fun stuff. But hey, we're getting there. We're figuring it out. Anyway, pray for us. Lots going on. Now, we're going to do a separate video. Brother Andrew and I are going to do a video coming up. But I want to let you know about something right away here. And I let you know about it earlier, but I'll let you know about it again here. And so you can think about this. And Lord willing, you can give to this. We are going to Europe, Lord willing. Brother Andrew and I are heading to Europe in April to preach the gospel, to hit some Baptist history sites, to hit some other sites, to preach with some brethren over there, to encourage Brother Carl. We'll be staying with him for a few days over there in Croatia, and lots of other things. So we are moving forward with it. I believe it's the Lord's will. I just spent $300 to get a passport, get it expedited, get it sent to me, get it mailed, express mail, all that fun stuff. So we're working on it right now to get that, okay? You pray for us and pray that the Lord would bless our steps. There's a lot of work that we're going to do that I haven't even talked about yet. And it's coming. So, and a lot of things for future church planting and other things like that that we'll be looking at while I'm there. Lots of work, 2 weeks of nonstop moving. Amen. So we'll be moving. We'll be hoofing it. Now listen, it ain't free though. Amen. It costs money. So I'm asking you to pray first. You pray and ask the Lord if he would have you to help to donate for this and to give towards this for our ministry to go over there and to preach the gospel, to tract, to preach the gospel on the streets, teach Carl how to preach the gospel on the streets, to encourage him and Mary and encourage the other brethren and the saints all across the United Kingdom. If you are over there and you listen to us, I'm going to put a separate little short 10-minute thing, but also a whole broadcast I'm going to do with Andrew on this topic so you understand what we're doing. But if you're in the UK and you want to meet up, you got to get a hold of me. You got to get a hold of me and let me know, because we're putting plans together now. I'm going to be preaching in Scotland. I'm going to be preaching probably in Ireland, I think. I'm going to be preaching in the UK. I'm going to be preaching wherever the Lord allows, in houses, on the street, wherever it is. And meeting with brethren and praying with them and trying to encourage them in the Lord and to strengthen them in the faith. And also for Baptist history, I'm going to visit Valdez. Okay, the Waldensians, the Waldensian history that's over there in the valleys of Piedmont, over there in Italy. I want to visit the Vatican. Not to talk to the Pope either. But to record a bunch of things, to see a bunch of things. So I can bring it back and I can use that stuff for broadcasts, video footage, PowerPoints. All kinds of things. We want to tract and preach and be over there doing the work of the Lord. Amen? And trying to encourage them. It's a dead area, friend. It's dead over there in a lot of places. And we want to be an encouragement to the brethren. I'm not saying they're dead. It's just the places around them are dead. And we want to encourage them. So, basically, what we need to do is, I'm booking stuff anyway, because I know it's the Lord's will. I'm booking it anyway. By the grace of God, by faith, we're going to start booking everything up. So, you pray for us. That the Lord would provide all those things. In and out, places to stay, all kinds of other things, that God would guide our hands. Give us wisdom and guidance. We're excited about it. We're excited to go preach the word of God in different places. I'm very excited about that, to try to help the brethren, encourage them, strengthen them. That are in remote areas that feel like they're all alone out there. To be a blessing to them. So you pray for us. You pray the Lord would provide and that God would take care of us. And whatever way you want to do that, ever God leads you, you can mail a check in there. Here's the address down at the bottom. 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. Cryptocurrency. You could send it through Coinbase. I've got cryptocurrency. I've also got a Cash App that does that too. Any one of those different things. PayPal, salvationpreacher@gmail.com. And lots of things ahead anyway. So there's a lot of other ways you can give and do. Apple Pay, all kinds of other things. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart. If it's nothing, then pray for us. Don't tell me God doesn't want you to pray. I know He wants you to do that. You pray and ask God to speak to somebody else's heart that's in a better position than you are. God will move in their hearts. Amen. So we're gonna just step out by faith and do it. And just believe God. And be a blessing to others over there. So you pray for us as we look at all those things in the future. Man, you know something? Last night I was watching this and my daughter got the biggest kick out of something. You know, they were really young when I did a lot of
held poison and defended it.
Whoops. They were really young when I did a lot of things. A lot of my videos and different things like that. They don't remember some of those things because they were younger. Let's see if I can find that. Oh, this one is funny. She got the biggest kick out of this, my daughter.
And I say also to thee, thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's the promise of the Lord to His church. Now, if there's a promise there, If there was a promise given that the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church, then there must needs have been a church all through time. There never could have been a time since Christ died and rose again from the dead that there was not a church. Long before your Protestants were known of, those horrible Anabaptists, as they were unjustly called, were protesting for the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. What is it, I ask you? What is the one Lord, one faith, one baptism? You think about it. What is it? It's not infant baptism.
I love it. I love it. It's great. Anyway, that was a funny one. Man, I saw one of me and Andrew, and Luke got this part. I got to show you this. Let me see where I got it at. Let me see. Oh, is it funny? I got to show you this before we get started with our teaching here today. Let me see. Let's see. Where did I send that to Andrew at? Let's see. Here it is. Okay, yeah. Here it is. Let's see. Let me put it in here. Okay. Nope, not there. Hold on. I'll get it. It's coming. Okay, so it's going to be in here. What did I say that was? 24-20. You guys, this is a funny part that Luke got. It is so hilarious. Okay. Let's see. Let's go to here. You're going to get a kick out of this one. This was too funny. My daughter cracked up. We couldn't get her to go to bed last night. She was laughing too hard about it. So, okay, let's see. Here it is, right about here. It's coming up here. This is funny.
That kind of institutes where we stand on that from the scriptures, what we believe about that. You can go back and listen to that sermon that I did on that, and I go through word for word every time that word is used, and I think it'll be helpful to you if you need that. But now I think we should move on to virtual church. What is a virtual church? And the first thing we have here, Brother Andrew, it looks like...
Don't miss this part, because this is funny, man. This is too funny.
We have...
Well, let me give the definition of virtual.
Sounds good.
Virtual here, Webster's 1828 says, potential, having the power of acting or of invisible efficacy without the material or sensible part. Being in essence or effect, not in fact, as the virtual presence of a man in his agent or substitute. So virtual means...
That is so funny to me, man. Oh, Andrew's being all serious, and here I am cutting up over here. Oh, that is funny, man. I'm going to show you that again. It's that funny. One more time. Here we go.
Let me give the definition of virtual.
Sounds good.
Virtual here, Webster's 1828 says, potential, having the power of acting or of invisible efficacy without the material or sensible part. Being in essence or effect, not in fact, as the virtual presence of a man.
I don't know why that's so funny, but when I was watching that at like midnight last night, 11:30, that just absolutely cracked me up, man. Anyway, all right, I better get serious now, but that was funny. Laugh at yourself. It's good. All right, let's see. Where are we at here? Okay. Let's see. Here we go. All right. So you pray about all that as Brother Andrew and I, Luke was standing there. That is so funny. He was doing that. Luke was doing that. Anyway, so we are going to talk about something. Anyway, so before I forget, continue to pray about that. We'll have some more information for you. We'll have some more things coming up that will, you know, kind of give you a better idea and understanding of everything we're doing on our European swing here. and what the Lord would have us to do. So you just keep praying for us and pray the Lord would continue to bless the work that we do and all that good stuff and provide all these things, okay? So because we're excited about it and we want it to be a blessing to others. There'll be documentaries and things that will take all that information and we will take it that we get over there. And by the way, another idea, and I'm just going to throw this out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a daily vlog of everything at the end of the night, a nightly one. That's going to kind of recap everything and kind of like a diary. We will be streaming live as well. That'll happen too. And all that good stuff. So there are a ton of things that we'll be doing, and we're absolutely excited about what the Lord's going to do with that, with possible opportunities for church planting and everything else. So keep it in your prayers, and God will answer your prayers. We believe that, and God will bless us, and we believe that too. Okay, we know that God answers prayer and that God is faithful. So, oh, good, we've got 15 on here, peaking at 12 there. On that, we got 10 over here on Rumble. Rumble's kind of down right now, but that can change. For some reason, it was not pushing very well. I don't know what the deal was with that, but it was kind of weird the way that was working. Carl couldn't find it either, all that good stuff. So anyway, and then we've got, what do we have on? Oh, let me see. I could check that here. And Facebook, we have 10. So you have 10, 12, 22. You got about 32 or so. So usually we like to see about 40 to 60 on there, but we'll see. Anyway, but let's get to it here. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be logging every night, and I'll be writing every night something and all that good stuff. Let's see here. Okay. All right. Anyway, so for you that are on Rumble, I hope people find it. There's 12 on there over there now. It's looks like it's climbing here. Let's look at the scriptures here and let's kind of go through them. I called this 10 reasons why America is a heathen nation. And I really want you to look at some of this from the scriptures. And look at some of this from the scriptures and see what the Bible says that word heathen. Webster says a pagan, a Gentile, one who worships idols or is unacquainted with the true God. In the scriptures, the word seems to comprehend all nations except the Jews or Israelites, as they were all strangers to the true religion. And all addicted to idolatry. The word may now be applied perhaps to all nations except to Christians and Mohammedans. Ask of me and I will give thee the heathen for thine inheritance. Well, we're going to look at that word heathen. Hold on. Goodness. I don't know what it is, but I've just been having a sneezing fit all day. I woke up in the middle at 4:30 and I could not get back to sleep until about 6 o'clock, I went back to sleep. But I don't know what the deal is, but anyway. Good to see Lori stand on there. And Joe McDonald, you going to meet us, Joe? Don't you ditch on us, Joe McDonald. You better meet us when we come over there. You better not be all shy and introverted and like hide yourself from us. Better be representing, Joe. Joey Mac. Better be. Don't be hiding from us, Joe. So it's your fault, Jacob. Your kids got me sick. I knew it. Okay, let's look at this word heathen, though. And let's look at what the scriptures say about a heathen nation. Yea, what saith the scriptures, right? About the heathen nation of America. And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. But let's look at, like, we're just going to go through the scriptures and look at this today. We're going to look at heathens. What they are. You know, Jeremiah tells us, if we go down there and we'll come back, the heathens have a way about them, don't they? Here it is. We use this verse for Christmas, but I want you to look at this. Number one reason. Number one, hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you. O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. Be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. So what do we have here? We have heathenism. Right? Number one, we have the way of the heathen. Most Americans follow the way of the heathen. Our nation is a heathen nation. Number one, it follows the way of the heathen. There is a way of the heathen. And it's to observe customs and heathenistic practices that are not according to the scriptures. Most people in our country today, most of our country practices heathenism. Most of them do. The idols, number two, hey, how about this? We'll throw this one in. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. How about that? How about we have a nation that worships silver and gold? Right? That's what they worship, is silver and gold. How about this? Let's look at this. Yeah, here we go. I want you to forget about this.
Here's Oral Roberts years ago as they are passing the torch on to Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland, and mocks the scripture and so Jesus Christ, and saying, have I planned?
We'll fast forward this.
Kevin, would you come stand by me? Now, Brother Copeland, and your dear wife, Gloria, would you look at us? Look on us.
Amen.
Silver and gold have we plenty.
Yes, silver and gold have we plenty. Bunch of heathens, aren't they? They worship the gods of silver and gold. That's what they do. This country worships the gods of silver and gold. Don't they? That's what they do. That's part of their heathenistic practices. is to worship the gods of silver and gold. Unfortunately. That's what they do. Not much has really changed, has it? The Bible says what a heathen nation is. It tells us what it is. It tells us exactly what they're going to do. The heathen, they worship silver and gold, the works of men's hands. That's what heathens do. But we're mingled among the heathen and learned their works. Look at that. Psalm 106:34. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them. He's talking about Israel. But the principle here is this. But we're mingled among the heathen and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Isn't that what they do? They serve their idols. They're mingled among the heathen. They work together with the heathen. Heathen practices and heathen nations. Right? It's what they do, isn't it? It's what America is. What are we supposed to do as Christians? Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. We give thanks unto the Lord, right? We sing praises unto God's name, not the gods of silver and gold. What do the heathens do? Number three. There'll probably be more than 10 of these, but by the way. Why do the heathen rage? That's what heathens do. They rage. You ever watch biblical preaching before on the streets? You ever watch the heathens rage? You ever watch them rage against the gospel? They rage against the Lord. They rage against the gospel, don't they? Because the heathen rage. It's what they do. They rage against the gospel. Take a look at just an average bit of our street preaching. And you'll see them rage against it. That's what heathens do. Why do the heathen rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. They rage against the gospel. We went out the other night preaching the gospel on Saturday night, and what were the heathens doing? They were raging against it. You know what? Too little. I don't know if you've seen the video of the, let's see. Maybe I can find that video. Let me go to it here. Might have to mute some of it because there's some nasty folks in there. Let's see here, though. Let's see if I could find the video of the heathen raging and going nuts. It's not very hard, to be honest with you. It's usually quite vivid. Everywhere you turn, they're raging against the gospel. I can find it here. There I am preaching with about 400 pounds of clothes on. They're shaking their head at me. These little transgenders came up to us, raging at the gospel. I don't know where that video is right offhand, or what part of that video it is, but they're angry and they're raging against the gospel. They're mad, and that lesbian turned around. What she did was she turned around. She was so angry, right, that she turned around, right? You looked kind of lumpy. You think I look lumpy? I got like 400 pounds of clothes on, Carl. I am kind of lumpy. But anyway, so they're raging against the truth, right? They're raging against the gospel. They're angry. They're angry at the gospel. They can't help it. They can't help themselves, right? They just can't. That's what the heathen do. They rage. When we go out there, we see them rage against the truth. But they do. You know what else the heathen do? They burn their own babies. That's what they do. Let's look at that. Let's find that. Hold on. I think it's right here. Here it is. Nope, that's not what I'm looking for. Not that one. They did abominations, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he reared up altars to Baal, and made a grove, as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshipped all the hosts of heaven. Look what he did. And he made his son pass through the fire, and observed times, and used enchantments, and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards, and he wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord. Here's what they did. They sacrificed their own children. They made their sons to pass through the fire. They offered their children up to Moloch. Look at this. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom and burnt his children in the fire. You know what they do when they abort babies? You know what they do if they don't sell the baby parts because it's bad publicity? They burn the babies in an incinerator. Why do they do that? Well, first of all, ask yourself this question. Why in the world would anybody take a baby from their womb, rip it out, and kill it? Well, that's a question, good question altogether, isn't it? Well, then the second question you have to ask yourself is why in the world would you stick it in an incinerator and burn the baby? I'll tell you why. Because they're heathens. They're a bunch of heathens. And that's what heathens do. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I follow Jesus because he saved my soul. And I'm not a heathen. I'm a child of the living God. So I do what Christ's disciples are supposed to do. And you do what Christ's disciples are supposed to do. What do they do? They're heathens. They murder their own children. They cast their children in the fire. Moreover, he burnt incense in the valley of the son of Hinnom and burnt his children in the fire. After the abominations of the heathen, what do you think America is? You don't preach to a bunch of religious Christian people when you're on the streets. You're preaching to a bunch of heathens. And you're surprised. Excuse me. You're surprised. Because you think in your mind, well, why can't these people understand what I'm saying? Barbara Semenak said, are not thousands and thousands of murdered babies under the basilica? You got it, Barbara. And why is that? Because they're a bunch of heathens. Roman Catholicism is heathenistic. That's what they are. Bunch of heathens. That's who these people are. Learn not the way of the heathen. So what do? They learn the way of the heathen and they follow them. And America is a heathen nation that burns its own children in the fire. They murder their own children. And then they look at me because number 8's on the way. You want to see what they say to me? I'll show you what some people say. Not everybody, thank God. Praise the Lord for God-fearing holy people. I love you people out there that love the Lord in sincerity and truth. I do. I mean it. I love you. I think God, I heard a preacher say this one time and it stuck with me. And I believe it. Pastor Randy Taylor said this. He said that God's people are the greatest people on earth, and I do believe that. Absolutely believe that. God's people are the greatest people on earth. I'm going to show you what they say. While they're burning their babies in the fire. Let me find it. You just give me a second. I'll just keep talking anyway, but we'll find it here. Let's see. That's not it. Man, I did a lot of, I reposted a lot of stuff on the anniversary of a lot of things. So anyway, that's okay though. We're coming up to it. Pretty soon. Promise you it's coming. Any minute now. Somewhere. It's coming. Oh, let's see. That was something else. I don't know where it is now. I can't find it. Unless it was that far down. It could have been. Man, I post too much on here. What's going on? I must have. I don't know where it went. Here we go. Here it is. Here it is. Please pray for us. We're excited that my wife is with child number 8. Children are a heritage of the Lord. They sure are. I'll show you what one person said. And it's the heathen. They've learned the way of the heathen. They're heathens. Let's see if I can find it here. I kept it on here. Here it is. Female empowerment says this. You are overpopulating the planet with more systematic racist white people. What's wrong with you? I didn't know a baby could be a systematic racist, you idiot. Or should I say, you foolish heathen? You wicked heathen? She said, Jason Cooley, we have too many people already. Why do you hate the planet? I said, because I'm not an earth-worshipping feminist pagan. That's why. I should have said, because I'm not an earth-worshipping feminist heathen like you are. You godless heathen. But it's obvious humans are destroying the earth. No, what's obvious, I said, is God will melt the earth with fervent heat one day. And you better repent of your heathen earth worship. You're going to die and go to hell. If you think the earth is hot, lady, you have no idea the hell that is waiting for you. If you don't repent. What is that? That's a heathen response. And I got news for some of you out there. You grandmas and grandpas out there. You better be supporting your children when they're having babies and raise them for the Lord. You better not be saying comments like, oh, you think that's enough? You think that's this? You think that's that? Do you know how that happens? And all that kind of stuff. Shame on you. You ought to be encouraging them. You ought to be encouraging them. What you ought to be doing, strengthening them, encouraging them. Excuse me. That's what you ought to be doing. Not having the way of the heathen, not learning the way of the heathen. These people are heathen. They burn their own babies in the fire. They kill their own children in the fire. You think about that. And then sell their body parts if they don't burn them in the fire. Then they get caught, and then they put the guy that's the whistleblower, they put him in jail. The guy that records him illegally, parentheses, they put him in jail. Put him in federal prison. While the United States government helps Planned Parenthood traffic babies. Baby parts. Why? Because they're heathens, that's why. They're a bunch of heathens. By the way, let me tell you something. If you don't like babies, you're a heathen too. If you don't like people having children, you're a stinking heathen too. If you think you need to tell people how many babies they're supposed to have, you're a heathen too. And I don't mind telling you that either. Using birth control to kill your own seed before it comes to life, preventing life, birth controls and an abortive drug. Taking birth control, you're a heathen. Only a heathen would take birth control and kill their own life inside of their womb or prevent life. It's heathenistic. Somebody taught me it was wrong. No one told me anything. I'm trying to teach you. That's the way of the heathen. You might not be a heathen, but you're acting like one. Only heathens prevent life. Bible says children are a heritage of the Lord and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. What do these heathens do? They walk around putting stinking clothes on little dogs and treating little dogs like they're human. That's what they do. You know what? I think one of the last straws of some lady that left our church is because I preached a message called Pets Over People. Boy, she got mad about that. She wouldn't tell me to my face she was mad about, though. Bold little Jezebel coward does it behind my back and backbites me. Little Jezebel coward, little manipulating coward, lying little coward, putting pets over people, putting all your affection into pets, not into human. You bunch of heathens. That's what that is. A bunch of heathens. Loving animals more than you love people. Bunch of heathens is all they are. I see them walk around with them and travel with them and all the things they do with them. And then they'll hate babies. Young couples today. You watch these young couples today and they got a pet and they treat that pet like it's their child. What are you, a heathen? You gonna walk around treating your pet like a child, like it's a human being? That thing will bite your face off in a second. Bunch of heathens. Of course you're supposed to be good to your pets and animals and everything else. That should go without saying. But when you see people that have this weird, unnatural affection towards animals and they don't love God's people, they don't love babies, they don't love human beings that were created in the image of God, that's pretty sick. This person told me, well, my pet's the most friendly thing in the world. I've never had a friend like my pet. Well, you need to get out more, bro. Seriously. Like, how about you get out a little bit, lady? Hey, lady, how about you show a man that wants friends must show himself friendly? How about you do that? How about you show yourself friendly and maybe you'd have some friends? My doggy woggies are very special vessel to me. That's how I talk to my children, my little baby. When I'm making him laugh. I did talk to Buster like that the other day, though, but I was just messing around. He just looked at me like I was stupid because it sounded stupid. But anyway. But they look at their, that's heathens. They treat their animals better than they do their children. And then some of them don't even have children. They won't have children. Why? Because they're heathens. If they're not heathens, they've learned the way of the heathen. Let me tell you something. Here's something I've seen with grandmas and grandpas and that generation. There's something weird about you pouring all your love into some little dog or some little animal and not your own grandchildren. Let me tell you something. If you spend more money on your dog than you do your grandchildren, you got issues. If you spend more money on your dog than you do on the service of the king and for the Lord's work, you got issues. Because that's just plain weird. It is a lack of perspective and understanding, and it's heathen. That's what it is. Bunch of heathens. See, I'm not a heathen. Well, don't learn the way of them then. Because you may not be a heathen. I'd all agree with you. Right? But you may be following the way of a heathen by acting like that, by doing that. Acting like a heathen. They burn their babies but take care of their dogs. Carl said he loves his dog, yes, but he can't compare it to a human. Yeah. I mean, I use my dogs for what they're good for. The one is only good at sitting on somebody's lap and like staying inside all the time and trying to steal food. The other one's an outside dog. And they have a good service, but I can't honestly say I love my dogs. I can't honestly say that, but I have children, so I understand people that don't have children, they can love their dogs easy. I love my wife in a certain way. I love the brethren in another way. Right? And I love my children. When I look at that dog, that's the first thing I'm eating if I get hungry and I ain't got no food. So I can tell you, I don't love that dog. I do not love that dog. I would never eat my wife. I would never eat my children. I would never eat my brethren. But I will skin that dog and cook him on the fire in a minute. I do not love that dog. Either of them. See the difference? See, that's perspective right there. I'd have me some doggy burger real fast. That's just how there's, but looking over at Carl, I wouldn't be like, man, he looks like David Koresh. I think I'll eat him. Remember that one guy that said to me, that heathen that said to me, he looked at me at that St. Paul place and he goes, if I was hungry, I'd eat you. I looked over at him and I had a conversation with him. We had a good talk for a while. Right? And then I was like, I go, you wouldn't eat me though, would you? He goes, yeah. Yeah, I'd eat you. Yeah, I would. I'd eat you. I would. I'd eat you. I'd ask him 10 minutes later. He goes, yeah. Yeah, I would. I'd eat you. I like you, but yeah, I'd eat you. That's the strangest conversation. Oh, he goes, yeah, I'd eat you. I would. It's like, where do these guys come from, man? Oh, such is life, right? And Teresa, I can tell you honestly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I would eat poo-poo with a nice side of gravy, okay? I'd eat your doggy poo-poo and Maggie poo with a nice side of gravy right there. I would. I'd have a la Maggie and a la poo-poo. That in a heartbeat, I would. Absolutely. Absolutely. I would in a minute, man. They're way easier to get through to than a possum. I'm not eating no dog over there. Only if I have to. That's the only way I'm eating it. I'll look at that dog and be like, you're getting it, dog. You are gone. I'm hungry. Anyway, the point is that they would murder their own children. Right? And God told them way back in the beginning, what did God say? He said, don't you follow the way of the heathen. Don't you be like those heathen nations. And God, by the way, heathens are cannibals. And God told Israel that they would be just like the heathens and they would eat their own children. And what did they do? The very same thing. They ate their own children when they were hungry. Remember when they ate, when the man ate his son, or the woman ate the other woman's son? Right? Because they were starving, and then she said, cook your son now, and she's like, nah, I ain't cooking my son. And he rent his clothes, the king did. Remember that? Bunch of heathens. Right? Those heathens, that's what they do. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his sight. Out of his land, excuse me. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. See, God drove out the heathens of the land. You know, when the Bible is preached, heathens won't stick around. If this nation, if there were more preachers and churches that were standing up for the word of God, you wouldn't have heathens running this nation. You wouldn't have heathens running everything. You wouldn't. You know why you have it now? Because they've taken the way of the heathen and they've followed it. And now the heathens, what do? They just mock the people of God. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. God says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. So these heathens, they burn their own babies. They'll eat their own children. They'll sell their body parts and their cells and everything else in them to makeup companies and all kinds of other things like that to make things out of. One day God's going to laugh at the heathen, though. Psalm 59:8 says, but thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. One day God's going to laugh at those heathens. By the way, that's another thing. Those heathens are cannibalistic. That's what they are. We just talked about that, but that's what they are. You said Pastor Dan had a message on that. Well, that's what heathens are. They're cannibals. And we're seeing the rise of heathenism today. The rise of cannibalism today. People eating each other. He cast out the heathen also, says Psalm 78:55, before them, and divided them an inheritance by line. David asked that God would pour out his wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy name. The heathen will ask, wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God? Let him be known among the heathen in our sight by the revenging of the blood of thy servants, which is shed. Look at that vine out of Egypt. What is that? It's heathen. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room before it and didst cause it to deep root and fill the land. God let the heathen rage against them. Let's see. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. We're to preach among the heathen. We're to preach the gospel to the heathen. You can tell America is a heathen nation. Because when the gospel is preached, how do the heathen rage? But the gospel is supposed to be preached before the heathens. America is a heathen nation. Again, they murder their own children. They serve the gods of silver and gold. They burn their own children in the fire. Right? Look what Psalm 106, verse 35 says. But we're mingled among the heathen and learned their works. Hey, what do you think the churches of America are like? They follow the works of the heathen, don't they? I could just show you. How about this? I can't even show you that. Never mind. That is horrible. I'm glad I didn't show you that. Praise the Lord. You didn't need to see that anyway. But the Grammys, right? There were several Christian bands that performed alongside the satanic ritual at the Grammys. There was an absolute satanic and perverted ritual going on at the Grammys. Like there always is. Can't even show you the pictures of it. It's so disgusting. Why? Because they're heathens. They're a bunch of perverts. Their music is heathenistic music. It's the music. It's not music to glorify God. It's the music of a heathen. Let me show you. Here it is. And he said, it's not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh into the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger was waxed hot. And he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in the fire and ground it to powder. They were a bunch of naked heathens. You know who takes their clothes off? Heathens. They get dancing with music and they walk around naked. Just like Aaron made them naked. For Aaron had made them naked under their shame among their enemies. Aaron made them naked in front of their enemies. Look at what it is. Worshipping false gods, dancing to wicked music, not clothed. What are they? Heathens. That's the Egyptian way of the heathen. That's what that is. That's all it is. It's the way of the heathen. They're a bunch of pagans. Here's another one. An SBC church. Let's see here. Let me put it on here. Heathens take their clothes off like that in front of everybody. That's what heathens do. Wrong one. That's not the one I was looking for. Let's see. Okay, there it is. I can't even show you the video. I don't want to. So they put a nearly naked man on the cross depicting him. Why? Because they're heathens. Here's a Christian ceremony, so to speak, to put Christ on the cross. And I'm not even going to go into it all, but he's almost naked up there. Now, you're not supposed to put any images of Christ anyway. But they thought it was brainiac and a genius idea to take a naked man that's naked and put him on the cross. Why is that? Because they're heathens. That's what heathens do. That's how heathens act. That's exactly what heathens do. Right? They're heathens. And they represent churches. But their churches are heathenistic churches. They're not biblical churches. They're heathens. And honestly, that's what heathens do. You know, if you don't understand that, every time you see in the Bible, every time you see in the scriptures, somebody that's running around naked like that, they're generally possessed. They take their clothes off, they rip them off, and they run around naked. If you don't understand that, I have a sermon for you to listen to. Okay? Here it is, the naked truth, the biblical definition of naked. You listen to that when you get an opportunity. I preached that one 9 years ago, almost. How in the world did that happen almost 9 years ago? 9 years ago. God's definition of what it means to be naked. Called the naked truth. You ought to listen to it. It'll help you to understand what the scriptures say. These churches, bunch of heathens, running around naked. By the way, that's why women aren't supposed to show their flesh. They're supposed to keep their bodies covered. Because heathens are the ones that ran around in naked orgies. They ran around naked. They ran around in their temple worship, and their prostitute worship was all naked. That's why they're called whores and whoredom. heathen. What it is. Very heathenistic. The Bible tells us over and over again, shows us the examples that from their music, beating of the drums and their music and how they beat the drums of the music and how they do everything they do with their music, it's heathen. How they dance with their music, they're heathens, the way they dance. Everywhere you go in America today, you can't go to any store at all without some jungle music playing, with some African voodoo beats playing everywhere you go. Everywhere. Because they're heathens. So they got to play their jungle beats and their heathen music everywhere. So you walk into a restaurant, heathen music is playing. You walk into a store, heathen music is playing. What's playing? Everywhere. I mean, they can't have any silence. They can't have any reflection. They can't have any conversation. The music is perverted. It is African voodoo beats. By the way, if you don't understand that, I'll take you to another teaching there. That's the naked truth. Biblical definition of naked. Listen to that if you want to understand why that's those practices are heathenistic practices. All right? Give you another one. Rock music. We'll go back in the Wayback Machine. I preached a message called When Israel Had a Rock Concert. That's Exodus 32. The spirit or message of rock music. Voodoo religion of rock music. Rock musicians, wizards with familiar spirits. Rock music and the culture of death. There's another one here that's a very important one that you should listen to. Let me get it for you. Hang on a second. It is a classic one. This is an absolute classic. One of the best titles ever, right, Carl? Musical Suicide. The wrong music can kill you. Very true. You listen to heathen music, you're going to act like a heathen. You're going to learn the way of the heathen. You listen to that music, you entertain yourself with that music, and you're going to act like a heathen. Because that's what heathens do. I thought I saw Brother Greg Wilson on there. Heathen. That's what it is. Heathen music. By the way, it is true. The wrong music will kill you. It will. You better remember that. It's very dangerous to have the wrong music. Very dangerous. But what is that? What are those things? They're heathen. That music that they played, it's heathen music. They play it everywhere you go in America. Churches are playing heathen music at the Grammys. I'll show you the picture of it. I won't show you the anything perverted, obviously, because I don't want to defile you. And I didn't know this guy was going to put that on there like that either, but fortunately. But this picture here has women in it. You can't see everything, but it's enough that it's defiling, so I don't want you to see it. But several Christian bands perform alongside Satanic Ritual at the Grammys. Heathen. Their music is heathen. It's because America is a heathen nation. Bunch of heathens running around. You have more heathens running around than you do God-fearing people. Okay, let's keep going. Let's look at some more verses and see what we find here. Judah has gone into captivity because of affliction, because of the great servitude. She dwelt among the heathen. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. God said that your nation would be invaded by heathens if you didn't follow his words. Now, I understand there's promises to Israel, and I get that. I'm not preaching a theocracy. I'm not preaching that, you know, that I'm not preaching any of those things. That's not what I'm saying. They're principles, okay? They're principles. We understand that America is never supposed to be Israel or anything like that. I know that, man. But God says he'll bring the worst of the heathen. Look at that. And they shall possess their houses. I will also make the pomp of the strong to cease. And their holy places. And their holy places shall be defiled. Well, what do we have here? Bunch of heathens. And their holy places are defiled. Isn't that something? All these churches are defiled. All of these churches are defiled with wickedness. The exception of the heathen is what's caused that. What we have today. Okay, let's keep going here. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, for ye have not walked in my statutes, neither executed my judgments, but have done after the manners of the heathen that are round about you. You know, the churches are heathen. We can talk about the nation, but let's talk about the churches of America. Most of them are heathen. Most of them you couldn't recognize as biblical churches. You can't even recognize them as churches. They don't even look like them. They look like they're heathen religious organizations. It's what they are. Those churches are all shacked up with Jezebel, all shacked up with those with heathen organizations. Their music is heathen. Their worship is heathen. Their evangelism is heathen. And their assemblies are full of heathens. Remember a couple weeks ago when that mega church, that Southern Baptist mega church, was advertising how they had all these lost people in their church? Let's see if I can find that. You know, they're advertising it. How about Andy Stanley? Saddleback Church. Rick Warren. Bethel Church, bunch of heathens there. Lesbians take mic at SBC Church and blame church for murdering LGBTQ people. Look at that. Excuse me. SBC leader slams Stanley while ignoring queer baptisms in his own church. Matt Chandler, his church, joining Gay Christianity Founder Conference. They're a bunch of pagans. These people are not Christians, they're pagans. Look, watch. Watch this pagan sodomite.
Gay people who show up to church after how we've treated them. They have more faith than I do.
If you're on Progressive Christian TikTok, then you've seen this video of evangelical megachurch pastor Andy Stanley speaking to his church, saying that LGBT people are an example of faith because they continually show up in churches where they may be rejected, but their faith and love for God surpasses their fear of being rejected because of their sexuality.
Okay, so let me stop here and tell this queer something. You sick sodomite heathen. You witchcraft-filled, devil-filled heathen. False prophet. Spirit of Antichrist. Perverted, sick man. Let me tell you. You wouldn't show up more than once to our church. You wouldn't want to be there. Because we preach the Bible, and it'll preach the hell right out of you, or you'll get out the door. That's how that works. But if you don't leave, you wouldn't come back a second time. I'd make sure of it. That, my friend, is a promise.
Buddy, I want to be clear. I agree with Andy that LGBT people are an example of faith. The fact that we continually show up, that we continue to demand our place at the table of God's grace, that we don't allow other Christians' bad theology and bad perspectives to turn us away from following Jesus is incredible. But I also acknowledge that as incredible as these words are from an evangelical pastor, Andy has not moved North Point Church to being fully affirming. LGBT people still can't get married or serve or be openly gay and on staff at this church, and there still is a long way to go. I would not say that North Point Church is a safe space for LGBT people, and there are plenty of other LGBT inclusive churches that will marry you, that will allow you to serve and use all of your gifts and affirm all that God made you to be. Nonetheless,
God didn't make you to be a Fruit Loop. And you don't demand your place at the table. This is heathenism. These are heathens.
I do believe that what Andy Stanley is doing is very important. He is demonstrating publicly what it looks like to move from an anti-LGBT perspective.
Which is me, by the way. I want you to know that. That's me. That's me. Anti. Why? Because my Bible is anti. Sodom fried because of gay pride. Just remember that. Sodom fried because of gay pride.
Towards a more open and inclusive perspective. Of course, he has not ever said he's fully LGBT inclusive, and I think that makes his theology wrong and ultimately harmful. But I also know that my journey to reconcile my faith and sexuality took almost a decade. This doesn't happen overnight. And the thing is, most evangelical leaders who are beginning the journey towards LGBT inclusion aren't willing to make any public steps or statements about their journey towards inclusion. Most evangelical leaders will stay strongly anti-LGBT until the moment they decide that it's comfortable and safe for them to step out and say,
it's comfortable and safe for them to step out. It's comfortable and safe for them to step out. Really? Listen, fruity boy. Listen, fruity princess boy. If I thought the Bible said something, you and an army of little heathen hellions couldn't stop me from preaching it. You don't know anybody that could stop me from preaching what God wanted me to do if God wanted me to preach it. Plain and simple. Likewise, you couldn't pressure me into preaching something that is absolutely 100% heathen. You are a heathen. A perverted heathen. Let me remind you that you have to be a heathen to call anally raping someone love. You are a sick heathen. And you promote something and push something with a fake Bible in your hand. Origins Bible in your hand. You are a heathen. Plain and simple. God doesn't change. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. That's what the word of God says. God is immutable. God is holy, and you're a sick, twisted pervert. Heathen pervert. And Andy Stanley is coming out of the closet any time now. He is the biggest fruit you'll ever see.
We're now LGBT inclusive, and that's not actually a good way to shepherd a congregation, to help teach a congregation how to be more LGBT inclusive. So I think what Andy's doing ultimately demonstrates a journey that he's on, and I think it demonstrates the actions of somebody who's trying to pastor his congregation, which is likely anti-LGBT staunchly, towards a more inclusive perspective.
And why would you do that? Because there's no authority of scripture, if you notice. Everything is about how Fruity Pebbles feels here. Everything is about how Fruit Loop takes everything. Everything's about how comfortable and a safe place. I want to be able to go to a safe place. I want that church to be a safe place. It's got to be a very safe place. And I don't think that Andy Stanley's church is a safe place for LGBTQ. Well, I would disagree. I think it's a very safe place. You know why I think it's a very safe place? Because he's as fruity as you are. That's why. And he's not a man. He's a coward. He's an effeminate coward. A lying, little compromising, slithering snake. Ye vipers, Jesus called them. Ye generation of vipers. That's what they are. And that's what Fruity Pebbles is. Fruity Pebbles is the same way. Okay? That's how Fruity Pebbles is here, this guy. Fruity Pebbles.
It doesn't happen overnight. Now, there are plenty of critiques to be made. Andy is a millionaire. His church is one of the largest in the country that brings in millions and millions of dollars. There's a lot of power and privilege to be lost for churches and pastors like Andy to come out and be LGBT inclusive. That's a fair critique. But also, we need to hold that intention with the reality that it takes time for people to change their hearts and minds. And Andy, as a major evangelical leader, saying this publicly and staking his claim for a more inclusive version of Christian faith matters.
Matters. It does matter. Not to me, it doesn't. It just shows the only way it matters to me is that he is an absolute heathen. A little wizard heathen. This guy's a little deceptive. Little satanic heathen is what he is. They got devils. And they're devils right? Their devils are what lead them to do what they do. Why? Because they're heathens. Charismatics. They got a lot of heathen worship in too.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Nothing I did, nothing I tried, nothing I smoked, nothing I snorted, nothing I drank. No man I did, no one did me, nothing did me any good. Oh, Lord, even that food, the food, the food I put in my mouth wouldn't help me, Lord.
What in the world is that? All right. One more time. Well. Oh no. There we go.
Oh Lord, Lord, Lord. Nothing I did, nothing I tried, nothing I smoked, nothing I snorted, nothing I drank. No man I did, no one did me, nothing did me any good. Oh Lord, even that food, the food, the food I put in my mouth wouldn't help me, Lord.
Oh, I can't help it. I know you. I know you people sometimes probably think I'm such a jerk. I cannot help making fun of these heathen, pagan, false, charismatic liars. I can't help it. I have to mock their lying, wicked, false religions. I have to. And by the way, that charismatic movement is ushering in the sodomite movement in churches, by the way. That's what's doing it. And I think I found a new clip for me.
Nothing I did, nothing I tried, nothing I smoked, nothing I snorted, nothing I drank. No man I did, no one did me, nothing did me any good. Oh Lord, even that food, the food, the food I put in my mouth wouldn't help me, Lord.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. All right. All right. Oh, okay. Is anybody left out there? Did you all ditch me already? You tired of me laughing at this video? You know where this is going, don't you? You know this is going with the, you know where this is going, right? It's going with the buildings on fire. You know it, right? You know it's going there, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know that's where it's headed for. It's heading for the TD Jakes file right there, man, isn't it? Huh? It is, ain't it? You know it's going there. All right, all right. Oh. Oh, okay. But what are they? Heathens. All that stuff is heathenish. That's not biblical. None of that stuff's biblical. Let's go to, let's see. Let's go all the way down to the New Testament here and close it up here. Oh. I keep, now that's played, nothing I did, nothing I snorted, nothing I did, nothing I, oh, stop, oh, okay, look what the Bible says here, But cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a male and voweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. By the way, hey, here's another one for you, what Jesus talked about. At this prayer vigil coming up on Good Friday, the heathens, they pray with vain repetition like that. But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. The charismatics do it, don't they? Listen to what she did. This is her song, but it's the same as prayer.
Oh, Lord, 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 nothing I did, nothing I tried, nothing I smoked, nothing I snorted, nothing I drank, no man I did, no one did me, nothing did me any good. Oh, Lord, even that food, the food, the food.
See that? Yeah. What is that? Bunch of heathens. Bunch of heathens, right? There you go. Jesus said, don't. By the way, what are the charismatic songs that they sing? Vain repetition over and over and over and over again. Bunch of heathens. What do we have in America? Churches full of a bunch of heathens. Right? The Bible says, but when you pray, use not vain repetition. Look at Matthew 18, what Matthew 18 says about. Let's see. Hold on. Excuse me here. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. So they're to be kicked out if they wouldn't hear the church. If they wouldn't, after you went with witnesses and after you tried to help them one-on-one, went with witnesses, tried to help them. This is one way to deal with it. It's not the only way. But if they did, it says, and if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. It's a heathen. Right? They're a bunch of heathens. They don't want to listen to the word of God. They don't want to listen to counsel. Then they're just a heathen. Our churches we have in America, they're full of heathens. So the Bible lays out for us. I mean, there's more. There's 150 times the word heathen is used in the scriptures. You could find a lot. Right? You could find a lot more examples. Right? You could find a lot more examples, but I think that's enough. I'm sure there is more than 10. That's okay. Anyway, all right. So, let's play a song here and to give you a chance to say hi on the chat. If you're on the chat, you can chat with us on Facebook Live. Or you could chat over on Rumble, right? Over on Rumble or Facebook Live. Or you could say, but on Sermon Audio, there is no chat over there. But I'll play one song and give you a chance to say hi. Oops, that's the wrong one. There we go. Let's see. Let's see. How about we play? This one.
Sing a song, spread some cheer. There are sad and lonely people everywhere. Be a friend, show some love. It will lift them from the dungeons of despair. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go on with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to friends who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Offer help, bring some hope to the fainting and discouraged love like snow. See a need, lend a hand. There are many who are crushed beneath their load. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go on with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend who's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. That's the way to make the world a happy place. That's the way to make the world a happy place. A happy place.
Amen. That's the way to make a world a happy place. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, good. I'm glad you were all able to find us. And, well, not everybody found us, I'm sure. But we'll try to let everybody know where we're at so you can find us in the future. We need to get the website going. Amen. So let's see what we can do with that. All right. Okay. Now you pray for us. We'll be back 2 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday. 2 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday. So look for us then. Now, if you want to support our ministry, number one, pray for us. Number two, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Or you can do Apple Pay. Or you could do Coinbase. Or you can do, you can mail a check to 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota. Okay? And, or, you know, you could do a number of different cryptocurrency, Coinbase, all kinds of different things like that. But we are trying to prepare for a big trip to Europe, like I said in the beginning of the broadcast. I'm going to remind you of that over and over again at different times just because it's good to let you know in case somebody catches the first half but doesn't catch the second half or something like that, they can kind of pick it up, okay? But if you'd like to support our trip, we're going in April, Lord willing. I sent off all the passport stuff today. You pray for us. That the Lord would bless and that Lord provide. It's gonna, I bet you it's gonna cost us $5,000 or $6,000 at least. I don't know. I'm guessing. I'm throwing that number out there because there's a lot of different expenses. So that goes into it. There's video equipment in the background, there's different things, there's you know, hauling, getting around, food, all kinds of other stuff. So there's a lot of things to look at. Flying in and out of Europe and all that kind of stuff. So there is, and Lord willing, I know God will provide. Amen. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to, by faith, I'm going to get booking stuff and get moving on that, okay? I got to get some dates nailed down for the end of April. and pray my passport comes in. I did it early, expedited it, paid an extra fee to also have it shipped to me express mail. So you pray that all works out. Please pray for every aspect. Pray for souls to be saved, lives to be changed. Pray for saints to be edified. Pray for us to be going in the right places that God wants us to go, and that our video equipment will work good and our transportation will work good. And you pray for every aspect of this trip for us, please. If you don't give a dime at all to it, that's fine. Pray every aspect of that trip. Pray for us. Pray the Lord's protection and blessing upon every aspect of it, that we'd be able to contact believers. Okay? Other that listen to us. There are a ton of people that listen over in the UK. If you hear this somewhere over there, I'm going to be in Croatia or all around there, get a hold of us if you want to meet up. Please, Carl and Andrew are going to arrange things and try to get us to meet at different spots and all that stuff. So you get a hold of me, okay? Get a hold of us. Email me at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or email me at pastorcooley@icloud.com. All right? And praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to it. All right? You contact me and then I'll get in touch with the necessary men that are helping out with this. It's being coordinated by Andrew and Carl, and they're gonna work on that part. I'm not really doing any of that, but I'm the contact person because I'm the one that everybody knows out there for the most part. So if you listen, you get a hold of us. If you're going to be in any of those areas and you come see us or meet up with us, get a hold of us. We want to meet you. If you want to go to some of the spots we're going to go to, you let me know. I'm going to try to get in and take pictures of the Vatican and in Rome, and I'm going to be in Italy and Lord willing, in all those places. If you want to go and you're over there and you're like, hey, can we meet up with you there? Yeah, you can. All right. If Lord willing, if it works, you know, but you got to let me know. Okay. And we're going to go to the Vaudois. We're going to go to the Waldensians, the cave, and we're going to go to the valleys of Piedmont over there. All right. So you just pray the Lord provides for all these things. And if you send something for the trip, would you mark it for the trip? So I know. Otherwise, it'll go to the general expenses that we always have, because we always have a ton of those. Okay. But that'll go to the trip if you let me know. Okay. You got to mark it though for that. All right. And, anyway, well, God bless y'all. I love you. Take care of yourselves, and we'll be back again, Lord willing, Wednesday, 2 p.m. Central. Okay? On Rumble, on Sermon Audio, on Facebook Live. All right? Anyway, God bless y'all. Take care.